You're listening to Second Half Sports, the leading sports podcast show, where raw opinions, hot takes, and bold predictions are a staple. Brought to you from the Rose City of Portland, Oregon. Now, here are your hosts, Cameron Sissel and Nubar Akparian, in 3, 2, 1.
Do you think any of us will look back in our lives and regret the things we didn't buy? Or the places we didn't go?
Cameron, do you think any of us will look back in our lives and regret the things we didn't buy or the places we didn't go?
Go.
I got a whole wide world.
Go. Something.
That's brought to you by Ewan McGregor. Thank you, Ewan. He's here promoting his new show, Kenobi, on Disney Plus. So he just made a little cameo. What's up?
I've called him Ewan like 50 times.
You thought his name was Ewan?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That is bad.
Yeah.
Oh, well, man, I love that movie with, Dr. Sleep with Ewan McGregor. He's really good.
Ewan McGregor. That's what I thought it was.
What's up, dude?
What's up, dude? Episode 53. Fumpty 3.
I don't know if it's picking up on the mic, but I may sound a little weird. I'm currently under the weather.
Yeah, you do sound a little bit under the weather, but I already knew that going in, so I wasn't going to say anything. But yes.
It's not COVID, so that's a positive, but it sucks.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
What did
it's
I do?
It's not COVID, so that's a positive.
Yeah, totally meant to do that, yeah.
What's been up with, what's been up like, with you?
This. I've been sick.
Besides that.
It was the weirdest thing, actually, because like Friday I felt good the entire night. And I went to lay down on the couch and I brought a blanket from my like room and it was in my closet. And I laid down and all of a sudden like my nose closed up and my throat was getting scratchy. And I was like, oh, it must be the dust from my blanket. So I like washed it and it didn't go away. And then the next morning I woke up feeling like trash. So that's what's been going up with me. Just trying to not die, and yeah, can't even say I've been working because I had to take work off yesterday because I felt so bad. I just slept all day.
Yeah, well, sleeping all day sounds pretty great though.
Yeah, but not when it's like a necessity to feel good, you know. Like it sounds good when it's something you want to do, not when it's something you kind of have to do because you can't really do anything else.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But I ran 6 miles right before we recorded this, so I'm kind of
just gonna
very
say,
sweaty.
How'd that go?
Fucking terrible. No, it was good. I was telling you before we started, like I'm getting a little nervous because I have my half marathon is on July 4th, so in like 27 days, counting today, 26 days not, and I just keep getting hurt. Like it's not even like something I'm actively doing. Like I had that knee issue when we played basketball and then I was like getting ready to ease into it. So I hadn't been to the gym in a week and I went on like a 2 miler and my Achilles just felt like it was going to explode. And I went on this run today and it didn't start hurting until about mile 3. And then it really started hurting. So I'm currently very much in pain and I'm currently very nervous because I haven't been running. So this half marathon might be the worst experience ever coming up.
Or it could be the best experience ever and it heals you.
Hopefully. I mean, that's also another thing is like I haven't been running in the heat because it hasn't been hot out. But I know the 4th of July is going to be good weather because it's July.
Yeah.
So I'm a little nervous that like the heat's going to get to me. But yeah, man, just doing the deed. What have you been up to?
Nah, you'll be fine. I have been up to a lot. I've been super fucking busy, and that's why last week you did a solo episode. I was going to tell you I downloaded it and listened to it on my flight, which I'll get to, but it was a good episode.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I actually heard that from a few other people as well, And they're like, yeah, I remember when you did another solo episode and it sounded like you didn't want to be there. And I was like, yeah, because I don't. And I was like, but this one apparently sounded really good. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I downloaded it. I flew to Denver this last weekend. I flew Friday morning at 5 a.m. to Denver, Colorado. Griffin, my brother, who's been on the show a couple times, he was flying back from Europe. He was in Europe for 3 weeks, so he flew back, and he had a stop in Denver. So we all decided to go and meet up and go watch a Rockies game. So we flew out Friday morning, got there, met up with them, went and got like some lunch, went to like a couple of breweries, and then went to the Rockies game. And then the next day we drove to a couple different towns that we wanted to go see, and then drove up into the mountains and just kind of like hiked around, and then flew back Saturday night and got home at like 3 a.m. Sunday morning here. And yeah, so that was my last weekend.
3 a.m. like Sunday going into Monday or Sunday morning?
Sunday morning.
Oh, okay. So at least you had Sunday to like recoup.
Yeah, so Sunday I slept most of the day, and then kind of just started getting ready for the week. But yeah, Denver was a good time. It was very clean. There wasn't a lot of people downtown. I was pretty surprised. The game was Denver. A lot of fun. It was like 85 and sunny the whole time we were there. But yeah, good food, good beer. We did the Coors Factory. We did like the tour and went and drank good beer and went into the little Coors shop, like memorabilia shop or whatever. So that was pretty cool.
Buy a bunch of knickknacks?
I did buy a bunch of knickknacks. Yeah. I have like a fat guy. I have a fat like golf ball collection. So I bought like a Coors golf ball. I bought like a cup. I bought, you know, those like rubber like bar mats that you can get. They had those for like $10. So Griffin bought a big one of those. I didn't get one because I couldn't justify that on my counter, but
rubber bar, cool. Like the things that they have at like bars that's supposed to catch all the garbage.
Yeah. Catch all the liquid. Yeah.
Why would you want that? Would you want that if you don't have a bar?
Yeah. But, no, I got a bunch of stuff. That was pretty cool. But yeah, overall it was a good time. And then we're just ramped up right into this week. This week's been so busy at work. So far,
I can tell you sound exhausted.
I am exhausted. The first 2 days have just been wild. And then I have it just continues on tomorrow and Thursday. And then Friday's a little bit more chill. And then I am going to the Mariner game on Friday with my brother. So that's fun. But yeah, it's been nonstop. I'm waiting on just myself to just burn out. But we haven't hit that spot yet.
Oh, is that it?
that's all that's happening with me. Hey,
we're a week out, you know, we haven't done this in a week, so we're a little rusty. I'm under the weather, you're tired. Time to harness that energy inside you. All right, we got to bring it out.
Yeah,
it's what
it's
again. You got
to. Well, I thought you were gonna keep going. I thought you were gonna keep going, but no, I have 19 days until my race in Canada. So I have been doing my training as well amidst all of the things that I have just listed. And that has been going decent. I'd give it a 6.5 or 7 out of 10.
Nice. Better than zero.
Yeah, better than zero for sure. But yeah, that's about it. Besides that, I was upset that I missed last week. But like I said, I did listen to your epi. And
it was the most listened to episode we've ever had just because I was the only one talking. So
no, that couldn't be real.
Yeah, well, you know,
but I do know that a bunch of stuff happened in sports that you covered. And then also just this weekend and some things coming up. So I think we probably should just jump right into it.
Yeah, I think it's time, Cameron. Let's get Johnny Boy up on this.
Johnny Boy.
News around the leagues.
All right, so this is the only news around the leagues that I have.
Pump it up. Getting sexy. Get the energy flowing, Cameron. Let's go.
You think I'm sexy? I'm sexy.
Afraid to say, get your booty on the... Make my day. Make my day. Sorry.
All right, news around the leagues. The only one that I have, I don't know if you have any other ones, but NCAA baseball tournament started last weekend, and the only team that I care about, America's team, Oregon State Beavers, hosted the Corvallis Regional. I don't know if you know how it works. It shakes out pretty much like the NCAA basketball tournament. There's 64 teams. Oregon State was the number 3 overall seed in the tournament, but it's broken up by regionals. So there's 4 teams in each regional, and you essentially just play like round robin. And it's first, when you lose 2 games, you're eliminated. So we advanced to the regional final because we didn't lose, and then we ended up losing the first game in the regional final. And so then it was us against another team that had 1 loss, so it was a sudden elimination last night, and we won to advance to the super regional. So now there are 16 teams, and 16 teams left actually, because multiple teams get eliminated in the round of 64 because it is round robin. Only one team can advance from a regional. Sorry, that's a lot of information, but bottom line, we won the Corvallis regional. We are now in the super regional, it also in Corvallis, because we're just raw like that. We play the number 13 seed, I believe, Auburn. They've been playing really well as well, but if we win that super regional double elimination again starting this Saturday, June 11th. If we win that, we go to the College World Series, which would be in Omaha, Nebraska, and that would be so cool. But yeah, I mean, as you can tell, I've been following NCAA tournament since it started. There's been a lot of great games. And Oregon State looks really good. I mean, we're really good every year, and we're always in the tournament. But shout out Oregon State for advancing to the Super Regional, and we're gonna keep the momentum going. We're gonna keep the momentum going right into the College World Series. Don't you worry.
Yeah, I knew none of that, so I'm glad you. I'm glad you you brought that up.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, Cameron, the only thing I have for... were you done with that? Are you done with that?
Yeah, I was done. Yeah, I was done.
Fantastic. The only thing... I have 2 things. One of them I think is just very cool, and the other one is also... I mean, both of them are pretty cool. First and foremost, I follow the CrossFit games now. Now that I actually do CrossFit, I follow some of it. And we just wrapped up semifinals. A majority of them. I believe there's another one this weekend and then maybe another one next weekend. But the guy that won it last year, Justin Medeiros, who I've talked about on the podcast before, who works out at my gym, actually won his semifinal event, took first place, which is pretty exciting. So he's going to the games. A lot of fun, a lot of cool lifting. But what I wanted to bring up today, aside from that as well, was... our buddy Nate was supposed to be on a team competing at the games last year for a team for the CrossFit gym that he went to in Bellingham, but he actually ended up getting hurt, so he had to he wasn't able to compete. A teammate of his that was on the team last year, and now she's an actual independent like athlete competing in the games in the independent division, Krista Stapp. She was in the semifinals that just happened this past weekend. I think it was the Granite Games in Minnesota. So shout out Minnesota. But they were shouting her out because she was dominating this workout, and they were talking about the story. She's like about how her and a friend hiked like around Mount Rainier, and they wanted to see how fast they could do it. And what's funny is that friend was Nate. And so I took a screenshot of the commentators like telling that story, and I sent it to him, and I was like, man, so close to your 15 seconds of fame. You almost got name dropped, but you only got classified as your as the friend. So a little funny. I just thought I'd let you know that. But also, keeping up with the weightlifting, do you follow like when the Olympics come around? Have you ever watched any of the Olympic weightlifting, Cameron?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna mispronounce his last name, but Lasha, I think it's Talahadze, something like that. Talahadze?
Yeah, that sounds mispronounced.
He's a Georgian weightlifter. Like if you search up his name, Lasha, like you'll know who he is. He's one of the biggest He's a super heavyweight Olympic weightlifter, one of the most dominant in the sport. He has to be at this point like the most dominant in the sport. But he's basically won the European weightlifting championship in his division since like 2016, right? So he's been one of the most dominant Olympic weightlifters. But the reason I bring it up, first of all, he's only 28. Second of all, he's had 47 consecutive lifts going into the contest, and he made all of them, and he actually just missed. He had his first failure at 51 successful lifts, which is pretty insane. It's the most successful lifts in Olympic weightlifting history, I'm pretty sure. And I just watched a full Olympic weightlifting documentary on Lasha. If you ever have the time, if you're ever interested, search him up. Watch those videos by Weightlifting House is a really good company. I own many of their apparel. We're not sponsored by Weightlifting House. I wish we were. They just make really good content. They cover the sport really well. And it's pretty insane what these guys can do, because he just like, he'll like lift 200 and some kilos, you know, like 253. And it's just absolutely insane. That's over 500 pounds. So that's my news around the leagues, Cameron. That's all I got. But I think it's time we move on to some MLB news. Take it away, Johnny boy.
MLB news.
Okay. MLB news. Mariners. Let's talk Mariners. Okay. We're 7-3 in our last 10 games. I think that warrants a round of applause. I think it warrants also we're turning it around.
I don't think so.
Julio Rodriguez was named AL Rookie of the Month for the month of May. That was another huge thing. He's been playing really, really well. We're 7-3 in our last 10 games. I think I already said that. But we just started a series with the Astros. We won yesterday 7-4. They're first in our division, so that's a huge win. We play them right now, actually. And then we play one more game tomorrow, Wednesday. We have a big series coming up this weekend. The one I mentioned, I'm going to the Friday game, but we play the Boston Red Sox this weekend. We then play Brits, Minnesota Twins next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then, get this, we play the Angels 8 times in the next 2 weeks. Jesus. We play them next Thursday, Friday, and we play them twice on Saturday, doubleheader, and then on Sunday, and then the next weekend we play them 3 more times. It's just, that's insane. I don't know how that shook out in the schedule, but regardless, Mariners are looking better as of late, looking decent. Pretty early in the season, still enough to build some momentum, hopefully, fingers crossed. Another thing that happened today, Joe Maddon, manager of the Angels, was fired. I think they're on like a 24-game losing streak. So they are sucking left nut. Mike Trout is like 0 for his last like 27 at bats, which is so weird.
Jesus.
So the Angels organization, fans, everybody is just like pointing fingers in every which direction, looking for people to blame. And today the finger pointed at Joe Maddon, and he was fired. So that was other news that I just wanted to bring up MLB wise. Beyond that, there's not a whole lot more that's going on. Before the Angels are in second place now in our division, but what was cool was when they were in first, before they went on this like 25 game slide, they were in first place in our division. And then also the Dodgers were in first place. And so those two teams were in first place. And then you had the Mets and the Yankees also in first place, which they still are. And so the Dodgers, just not the Angels. And what was cool was that, all four of those teams, you have two in Los Angeles and two in New York, both all four teams in first place. I think that was the first time that that had ever happened, is what they were saying. I'm pretty sure. You might want to fact check that at home, but I'm pretty sure that's what I saw. For sure they were all in first place. Pretty significant and pretty cool regardless, but those were my MLB points. Biggest one being the Mariners winning the World Series. I'm calling it again. We're turning it around. Momentum's on our side. Get ready.
Hey, man. I hope. I really do.
Hey, man. It's coming.
I hope it is. I hope it is. I also realize now that when, I don't know why, but since we're talking about MLB, you mentioned Brett's Minnesota Twins. We also haven't been talking anything about hockey, and we're in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Like, we're almost to the finals. I think, like, I think NHL news should have its own thing. Maybe we get Johnny Boy to make that like in the off season, but
we need that and Formula One.
Yeah. And Formula One. Do you want to just touch upon that real quick? I got the bracket up right now.
Well, I know the Rangers are up in their series in the Eastern Conference finals. Yeah. And then I know that the Avalanche already advanced. When I was in Denver, the Avalanche are, like everybody was at the bars, like watching those games and everything. And so that was actually pretty cool. But, yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty much all I know, but mm-hmm. I mean, it definitely does deserve its own segment once we get back into the new season next year.
Yeah. Well, I'll just lump it into MLB news. So if you're paying attention still, here's your Easter egg. Yeah. The Avalanche have been dominating like the playoffs. Like they went 4-0 against the, the Predators. They went 4-0 against the Predators, 4-2 against the Blue Jays, or the Blue Jays, god damn it, the Blues. They went 4-0 against the Oilers. Now they're sitting pretty waiting for the Stanley Cup finals. Like you said, the Rangers are up in the series. Rangers ended up beating the Penguins. They also ended up beating, the Hurricanes. They're leading 2-1 against the Rangers right now, or against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Yeah, it's looking to be really good. I believe there's a game tonight, so keep an eye out for that. Next week, I'm sure we'll talk about some more, but we'll definitely touch upon it when we get into the actual finals. I haven't watched any hockey this year. I think I caught like 2 Kings games, but they weren't great. So maybe we start getting back into hockey, man. It's really hard when you don't live with Brett, you know?
Maybe, yeah. Or we just like get Brett on here and he can talk about it all he wants.
Maybe. All right. Well, that's it for MLB news. So I think it's time we kick it on into
NFL news.
All right, Cameron. All right, I'll let you know. I don't know. What was that? I don't know too much about this next segment here or this next topic, but apparently OBJ ended up crashing Sean McVay's wedding, which McVay then says that OBJ needs to re-sign because, you know, since he did that. I don't know if I'd be too happy. Like, first of all, if you're a player for a team and your coach doesn't invite you to the wedding, that's kind of shitty, right? Like, surely, like, he must not have felt good about that. But then to crash a wedding, that's a little bit weirder to me, right? Like, that's kind of odd.
Yeah, I don't know. It had to have been scripted somewhat. Like, I'm sure Sean McVay knew that Odell was going to his wedding.
That he invited him, yeah.
And then, like, that whole part of it, and then the whole part of it of him being like, oh, now you have to re-sign. Just like, dude, shut up. Just like... No one cares. Just Odell needs to just sign with a team, dude. I don't know what he's doing, and I don't know. And I just am starting to care less and less about that. So, I wanted to write that down because I thought it was like funny in that sense of like, what are we doing here? You know?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But
well, yeah. I will say another topic sticking with the Rams. Aaron Donald ended up actually restructuring his contract, and now he's re-signing with the Rams. He's the highest paid non-QB player. I believe he got a $40 million pay raise, I want to say, like something ridiculous like that. Big win, obviously, for the Rams. Big win for Aaron Donald. He got what he wanted. It was a $95 million restructure, so now that's pretty fucking insane.
I don't know how they have that much money to pay people.
I don't know either, but you remember how I think it was the beginning of last season, or maybe it was like the off season where some dude reported that Aaron Donald punched him in the face outside of a nightclub at like 2 p.m.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it turned out that he was lying. Like, yeah. A lot of shit could have gone south with him, but.
Oh, yeah, easy.
That's good for Aaron Donald. That's good for the Rams. Happy for them both. Honestly, at this point, safe to say that the Rams are like the leading favorite to repeat, right?
Oh, easily, yeah. My eyes. Well, them and then, I mean, AFC Bills, I mean, they're going to be right back up there. So I would say Bills are up there, but Rams, yeah, are going to probably open as favorites, at least in like Caesar Sportsbook and stuff. But I'll take this next one here. So going in with my Seattle Seahawks spiel here. DK Metcalf came out today, said that he is holding out amidst his contract negotiations as him and the organization haven't really moved forward as far as progression goes in their negotiation talks. I don't really know what else to say other than fuck.
Yeah, that's not. I saw that this morning, and I was like, "This is the last thing that you guys fucking need." That was, you have to pay him big money now.
I mean, we already knew that we had to, but like, so I don't know what we're waiting for.
Well, the thing is also like, Deebo Samuel, like amidst all his like controversy and everything, is reporting to like training camp as well. Like these guys, they already know the worst case scenario, and that's Le'Veon Bell when he sat out for an entire year with Pittsburgh, only to then go to the Jets. So they obviously don't want to do that, but yeah, I mean, you kind of need DK Metcalf now that you gave up Russ. You know, like that's tough.
Yeah,
that's a tough situation to be put in.
I think it'll just be the classic, like he sits out OTAs or whatever, and then we pay him money, and then he comes back. I think that's mm-hmm. how it's going to go. But it's just so frustrating that it's even gotten to this point. Just give the guy his money and let's get this going, you know? Like, just fucking move on. So,
yeah.
Next up, staying in the same division. Matt, we're all in the same division. We're Rams, Seahawks, now 49ers. 49ers excuse Jimmy G from mini camp, quote unquote, to rehab his shoulder. Yeah, fucking right. They excused him because they're going to trade his ass. They're going to trade his ass.
And then they're going to trade him.
So, yeah, he got excused from minicamp. I don't know what he's doing. I mean, I don't know how he's rehabbing his shoulder or what the purpose of that is. I mean, just trade the guy, dude. Like, let's just, like, another thing of, like, let's just get this over with already.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at this point, we've talked about it a few times, like, if they're uncertain, I could see this from both angles. If they're uncertain still with Trey Lance, this is critical for them to like make sure that Jimmy G is ready for the season. If they're all in on Trey Lance and obviously they're wanting to trade Jimmy G, then I could see it from that angle of like wanting to, you know, quote unquote, like rehab a shoulder, just protect him, protect the trade asset for when they do find a trade that they like or for when that trade actually goes through. So I can see it from both angles. It's just hard, man. Like the 49ers play a lot of things close to the vest. As an organization, unless it's like leaked out by Deebo or if he unfollows everybody, then conversations spark up. But I could see it from both angles. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I would imagine it has to be soon, but I feel like every single time we talk about it, we're like, oh yeah, we'll hear news. We'll hear news of this in the next month or we'll hear news of this in the next week. And then nothing ever happens. So, I'm quite unsure.
I just hope that DK Metcalf, Odell, everything that we've covered so far, I hope that all gets settled quickly because I'm tired of talking about it and listening to it. The Ryan Fitzpatrick, this was some news that came out this past weekend. Ryan Fitzpatrick, or Fitzmagic, retires from the NFL officially. I think his friend like announced that he was retiring. I also just pulled up his Pro Football Reference page like that shows all his statistics. His other nickname is the Amish Rifle. That's pretty funny.
Is he Amish?
I didn't know that. No, I don't think so. He played for like a million teams though. I know that.
Yeah.
So he played for St. Louis when they were the St. Louis Rams. He played for the Bengals. He played for the Bills. He played for the Titans. He played for the Texans. He played for the Jets. Played for the Bucks, he played for the Dolphins, and most recently played for the formerly the R Words, now the what are they now?
The R Words?
What are they now?
The Commanders?
The Commanders, yes.
Whoa, dude, that threw me for such a loop. Why don't you just say the Redskins?
Because you can't say that anymore. Redacted. You're not allowed to say that.
You're not allowed to say, but it was the team.
You're not allowed to say it. Moving on.
I don't think if you say R words, it's like, what?
But yeah, so he retired. What a great career. Great career. Hey, great beard, man. You know? Great
phenomenal beard, dude. He got his bag when he signed with the Commanders. He threw six passes and then he retired. He got injured and he retired. And he got all his money. So, hey, hats off to Ryan Fitzpatrick.
That's amazing. You know what? My favorite Ryan Fitzpatrick was when he was in Miami and he would wear those like boat shirts and shades and chains and all that. And it was just hilarious to watch. That was
he gave a post game presser in DeSean Jackson's shirt and DeSean walked into the presser and was like, are you wearing my shirt, my chains? And he just looked at him and started laughing.
That was good. He had some good moments.
Let me tell you, Cameron. The world needs more Ryan Fitzpatricks and less Deshaun Watsons.
Yeah.
So moving on into our next topic. That was the perfect segue, by the way.
You're not wrong.
The New York Times, Cameron, just released an article, and I'm just going to read you the headline real quick. The headline of this article, it was literally released, I want to say, either earlier today or yesterday, if I can find, June 7th. So today, this morning. That was when it was updated. So yesterday, whatever. The title is How the Texans and a Spa Enabled Deshaun Watson's Troubling Behavior. Watson met at least 66 women for massages over a 17-month period, far more than previously known. He had help from the Houston Texans, including a non-disclosure agreement in making appointments. Look, I know it's all innocent till proven guilty. I know there's a lot of allegations going around. There's cancel culture is going around. People are getting, you know, busted for things that happened years and years ago. I know people are getting like PC'd into oblivion. Hey, man, Deshaun Watson does not seem like a good dude. This man met with 66 different women for massages in a 17-month period, and the team had non-disclosure agreements when making appointments. You don't just have that for, like, a good guy, right? This guy, hey, like...
You're guilty.
Hey, man. What more information could come out for people to be like, yeah, you know what? Maybe not such a great guy. Like... Truly, I don't know. But this has big ramifications because obviously now with this New York Times article, and I think there's like other juries that are starting to indict him on more counts because obviously the 66 women was far more than what was previously like investigated on. And the fact that the New York Times is investigating this is pretty insane. So, you know, he said he humbly denies. His people haven't like released a statement yet, but obviously, if more light comes out on this topic, and if somewhere some jury like finds him guilty of this, you're missing out on a lot of money that the Browns just gave him, and the Browns are looking like, well, already they're looking like the dumbest team in the league. Personally, I talked about that last week, but yeah, Deshaun Watson, you're not a good dude, and I hope you're listening to this because you're not a good dude.
Yeah, he's definitely guilty, and also. You already kind of said it. How are you feeling right now if you're a Browns fan or you're like a part of the Browns organization or like head office? Like, you just gave this guy the house to come play for your shitty football team. And now he might not end up playing at all this season if all this shit boils down the way it's looking. So,
yeah, if you're not a piece of shit human, and if you're a fan of the Browns, I imagine you're feeling pretty bad.
Yeah,
like, that's not really like you think anybody's going to feel comfortable putting on a Deshaun Watson jersey, going to a game in public and rooting for that man.
Probably not.
Like, look, again, innocent till proven guilty. If it comes out and all this has been fabricated and Deshaun Watson is a stand up man and he's actually proven to be innocent, I will sit up here on this podcast. I will take 15 minutes out of this podcast and I will apologize to Deshaun Watson and I will eat my words. But until then, Deshaun Watson, you're a piece of shit in my book. And like last week was tame because obviously I didn't have any energy to bounce off of, but I was incredibly annoyed with the Browns and I'm tired of the Browns. I hope they have the worst season in human history of the NFL. But that's also been every other season that they've had. So who knows?
Deshaun Watson is entering into my Ben Simmons category. He's slowly making his way in there.
Yeah. Except Ben Simmons isn't a piece of shit human. So, or at least that we know.
He is. No, he definitely is. anyway, let's move on from the NFL because there wasn't that much, but there is a lot to cover in the NBA, so we're gonna roll right into
NBA news.
All right, why don't you touch on this Miles Bridges story because I don't know a whole lot about it.
Yeah, this was hilarious. First of all, that was a good segue. I appreciate you touching on Ben Simmons and then right into NBA news. It's like you're a professional. So I saw this right when I woke up this morning, and it made me laugh just enough to blow air out my nose before my nose plugged up again because I'm sick. So on Miles Bridges' Instagram story, if you caught it at all or if you didn't, Bleacher Report has it. You can look it up online. But he posted onto his story, it was a photo of his hand, and he was holding first of all, a joint between his fingers, which is hilarious. It's also the smallest joint I've ever seen, Miles Bridges. You're a big dude. He's holding a joint, and he's holding a styrofoam cup with a bunch of ice in it and what looks to be a purplish-pinkish liquid. Now, I don't know if you've lived under a rock. I've listened to rap music, all right? I've watched shows before. I'm an adult. I know what things go on in this world. Hey, Miles Bridges, that's not pink lemonade. You're drinking lean. You're drinking codeine. Nobody goes, you know what I really want? Some pink lemonade. And then pours it into a styrofoam cup filled with ice like that and takes a photo of it.
Yeah. Like,
hey, man, you listen to Future? Because I listen to some Future. And I could tell you that's lean. That's some codeine. That's some drank.
This goes for Miles Bridges. It also goes for, like, every person that's ever gotten in trouble for this type of shit. Like, if you're a professional athlete, you're in whatever, you know, MLB, NBA, NFL, whatever. The lights are always on you. The cameras are always on you. And you are a role model. And if you post a photo on your whatever of you holding a joint and you're drinking lean, or even if you're holding a joint and you're drinking pink lemonade, hey, why? Like, what?
Yeah, dude.
What makes you think in your head before you start posting a live video or you post a photo or whatever you want to do before, right before you do that, what makes you think, yeah, this is a good idea, this is what I want to do right now? Hey, yeah. Just stop, dude. Just stop.
How much? Like, how much more clout?
That's so dumb. It's so dumb. It's just like,
how much more clout do you need in your life? You're already an NBA player. You're already almost 7 feet tall. You play for a decent basketball team that's owned by Michael Jordan, and you're wanting more money. Like, I believe he has a contract year coming up, and he's wanting more money. You're not going to get it now. Like, this is what the executives were waiting for. Like, for you to fuck up and for now them to have a reason to not give you as much money. And this is the fuck up. Like, I don't care if you're posting it to your private Instagram, your public Instagram, to one where only your family sees it, or it's between you and the man upstairs. It's a bad idea. Whether it is pink lemonade or not, you have a joint in your hand. Who are you trying to impress, dude? Like, I see that shit on, like, my Snapchat and, like, my Instagram of people doing stupid shit, or they're like, just chilling, and, you know, they're smoking a bowl. And I'm like, cool, we're 25 years old. I hope you're just chilling. Like, can you not keep it to yourself? You know, like, what are we doing here? We don't need clout anymore. We're adults. It's literally making me shake my head as I'm talking about it.
Yeah, I just don't know what to think anymore, because, like, what makes you think that that's logical at all? And, like, with your reasoning behind, like, if you want to, like, defend yourself, like, fine. But if you're just like, yeah, dude, like, they can't control me. Like, I'm going to do what I want to do. Like, do what you want to do, but you're going to get fucking kicked out of the NBA if you keep doing dumb shit like this.
You're not going to get paid.
Like, all we're saying is it's dumb, and it is. So, anyway, we don't have to really cover that much more because it's just so stupid. Quinn Snyder, head coach of the Jazz, now former head coach of the Jazz, steps down from basketball.
From a basketball.
Interesting. Initial thoughts. What are your just initial off-the-cuff thoughts when you saw that?
Well, 8 years. 8 years for the Jazz. And honestly, my first thought was, yeah, Donovan Mitchell's leaving. And my second thought was, well, shit, now I have to eat my words because I said Donovan Mitchell wouldn't be traded and wouldn't request a trade. And you said that he would. And now it seems likely that that's going to happen.
They're going to blow it up, just like I said.
Yeah, there's a feeling of uncertainty amongst that group now, that especially now that he's left. I mean, the Jazz have been eyeing Terry Stotts. I think Terry Stotts is, like, their guy. I don't think Terry Stotts is the guy to help this Jazz team. I don't think a head coaching change is the issue with this Jazz team. I like Quinn Snyder. I like the things that he did for the Utah Jazz. I think if he does choose to, I'm assuming he's going to go find another team. If he does choose to find another team, they're going to be lucky to have him. I read that and I kind of wished, I mean, obviously I think he said no to the Lakers gig and that's why they went after Darvin Ham. I would have loved to see him as the Lakers head coach. I think there's a lot of teams in the organization that would love to have him as a head coach, like the Kings, the Knicks, a lot of these like kind of low end mid pack teams could really benefit from someone like him. But it's a big blow to the Utah Jazz, I think, especially because it blows everything else up. Like there's a lot, now it's like you're sowing the seeds of uncertainty within the team. And that's never good. So.
Yeah, no, I think, good for Quinn Snyder getting out of there. Like the Jazz have just been the same team for the past however many years. I mean, it's just like, you know, they're going to be good during the regular season. You know that Donovan Mitchell's good and Rudy Gobert's good, but they're not good together. And then you know in the playoffs they're going to shit the bed. So I just think he needs a new change of scenery. I think they're going to blow up the Jazz, the roster. And then I mean, whoever they bring in to coach that team, it's just going to be a shit show of a team. It's going to be like two or three more years till they're even close to being back to being relevant. So, yeah, that's what I think. Pretty plain and simple.
Pretty plain, plain and frank.
Pretty plain, plain. Yeah. Moving on to what is this? Lakers opened an entry level scouting position.
Yeah. What? Yeah, bro. What? I saw that right before. I saw that right before we started recording. I thought I'd throw it in there. The Lakers opened up an entry level scouting position. It was posted on LinkedIn. And it was entry level on site in California. And I was like, fuck, I should apply. I just thought that was hilarious. Darvin Ham also then released three assistants, Mike Brown, and I forget the other two. So it's pretty interesting. Like he's doing a lot. This was a more overarching subject, but he's doing a lot for the Lakers. And he actually came out and he said he feels no pressure coaching the Lakers. I'm interested to see where this goes. But yeah, I just thought that was hilarious that they're opening up an entry level scouting position and that it's on LinkedIn, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty desperate.
Maybe we should submit them a tape of our podcast and they'll be like, wow, these guys, there's two entry level positions now. You guys should apply.
Oh, dude, these guys are scouts now. I'd be like, let's go.
Miles Bridges.
Miles Bridges, he's a quality guy. Nats.
He's on the low and he has all that dank kush.
Yeah. I don't know if I would even want to do that job because the Lakers suck.
Oh, I would. That sounds like anyway, so much fun. Are you kidding me?
Here, continuing on with NBA news, but we need to get into this. I haven't really watched a ton of the NBA finals, to be honest, the first two games because I've been busy and not able to just sit and watch it. But let's get right into Warriors Celtics.
NBA news.
All right. Series is tied 1-1.
Hold up. You're just going to have Johnny Boy do two NBA news segment drops?
Well, I did the Warriors Celtics drop, and then he says the NBA news drop, so they kind of conjoined together to sound pretty nice, huh?
Yeah, but we already had an NBA news drop.
Yeah, well, this was the second drop. Guy.
Nice. All right, whatever. Whatever, dude.
Boston took game one. Golden State takes game two. I didn't really watch much of game one. But I know that the Warriors were up going into the fourth and they squandered the lead and the Celtics hit like a million threes.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Game two, I know the Warriors were pretty dominant because they needed to be because they couldn't go down 0-2. There's no way that would have been good for them.
Yeah, that was not a good game.
Initial thoughts. I have one. No, okay. I have multiple. Okay. I think this game or this series could go seven games. I also, another just random thought, Al Horford now transitioning to where he only wears one leg sleeve. What's that all about?
He's ascending.
What are we doing, dude?
Like, he's ascending, bro. He just celebrated like
is he trying to show that he's still youthful or something?
He just celebrated, I believe, his 37th birthday. He's ascending. He's becoming a god now. He dropped 20 some points in the first game. And then fell right back down to earth in game two.
Yeah. When he wore that and dropped 27 points, I was like, damn, it was the leg sleeve. But then I was just like, what are we doing, actually?
I'm calling it now. If the Celtics win, Al Horford, MVP.
Dude, I mean, I think either him, Jaylen Brown's been pretty solid. I think if the Celtics win, it's got to be Jaylen Brown. But
yeah, he's been an interesting player to watch because obviously game one, he was balling out. Game two to start, he was really hot. And then he kind of fell back a little bit as well. Yeah. I mean, I said last week that I think the series is going to go to six, and I think the Warriors are going to take it in six. You said it could go to seven, but do you think it'll go to seven?
I think it will, just because I think in Boston, the Celtics have to get one of those games, and then I think the Warriors just steal one of those games. I mean, I just think that's how it's going to go until they go back to Golden State for game seven, and I still think Golden State wins it, but I think it goes to seven. But let me tell you this, and then you can give me your key takeaways that aren't Al Horford wearing a leg sleeve. Game one of this series had a 37%, I don't know what game two had, but a 37% increase in viewership over last year's finals, game one, making it the most watched finals game in 3 years. Mm-hmm. My initial reaction to that is pretty insane, because these playoffs haven't been great.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are unhappy with the matchup that we have in the finals. So I was surprised to see that statistic. But like, good for the NBA, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely like the semis were not great. I think the first round was really entertaining. And then it kind of slowed down a bit. But like you said, like, it's not the most ideal teams to have in the finals. It certainly wasn't my ideal team. But after watching game one, yeah, like I was really surprised on how entertaining it was. But I was even more surprised because I feel like the bubble, just for the novelty of it and being so different, would have been the one that's like the most viewed in 3 years, mm-hmm. you know. But the fact that it's not, and maybe I'm a little biased because it was the Lakers, but it was also like two big teams like Lakers and Miami. So, yeah, I don't know. It was a little odd, but yeah, good for that. I mean, like I said, game two was a little lackluster at times, but it's been pretty entertaining so far in terms of the finals, and I hope it does go to six or seven. That'll certainly help. But yeah, I mean, in the last 3 years, so we're talking, what was that? Who did Toronto play in the finals?
Warriors.
When Kawhi won? Say that?
Warriors.
Was it the Warriors? Okay, so that was about, what, 3 years ago, right? That was 2019?
Yeah.
So in comparison to the Warriors, Raptors finals, yeah, most viewed now. So pretty insane. But yeah, we'll see. Anyway, so moving on into some of my takeaways, Cameron. I'm just going to go down this list and we could talk about each one of them. But Steph Curry, man, is looking to be finals MVP. That man is shooting lights out. And I think now it's kind of getting to the point where Steph Curry was really like LeBron, or like LeBron in Miami, because you hated to see how dominant they were, right? Because they were always dominant against your team. And I think now that LeBron's getting older, there's a little bit more appreciation for his game and like appreciating the fact that he's so dominant. I think it's the same with Steph Curry now. And it kind of makes me sad knowing that we're going to have to see his inevitable decline eventually. I hope it's not anytime soon. I'm not saying that it's anytime soon, but man, he's an all-time great, right? And seeing that and seeing the performance that he's putting on right now, I think he's definitely the frontline like finals MVP candidate. Mm-hmm. Like no question about it. I mean, even if it were to go to
easy, I think if they win it, he's finals MVP. Yes.
Well, let me ask you another thing then. If it goes to seven, do you think he has enough from what he's been doing? Do you think he has enough to constitute a finals MVP, even if they were to lose? Cause I think he has a claim to it.
Maybe it's really hard. It's really hard. Like, I think if Jaylen, I do think Jaylen Brown if the Celtics were to win right now, I think, like, if the series was over right now, Jaylen Brown would probably win finals MVP. But if the Celtics win in seven, he would have to continue playing as well as he is right now. I think he would still win it if they went seven. If he doesn't play as good and Tatum still is pretty quiet, like he has been, I do think he does have a case, Steph, but it's so hard. Every year we say that type of stuff should happen, but it just never does.
Yeah, and I mean, looking back in the past, Jerry West was the first ever person to win finals MVP on a losing team in 69. Most recently, it was Giannis being awarded that, so it has happened in the past. But yeah, like you said, I mean, I think I saw this outrageous stat that over the course of the finals, Steph Curry's put up, what was it, like 63 points so far in two games? Mm. Pretty insane.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he's just so good. So good.
I think it's going to be interesting to see if they win the finals. If Golden State wins the finals, it's going to be interesting now switching conversations to where he ranks all time amongst point guards. I think, I mean, you have to throw him in that conversation. So we'll have that conversation if they win it and once everything kind of quiets down in the off season. But I think
write that down, Johnny boy. Write that down.
I think that's a conversation that we do need to have if the Warriors do win it all this year. So, sure. Yeah.
Well, up next,
keep going.
Yeah. Up next, let me tell you about this one. Game two, and I think this was a big reason why the Warriors were up, because I watched it, and for the first quarter and like probably the first half of the second quarter, it was a pretty even game. The Celtics were even up at one point. And then I literally took my eyes off the game. Like, I went to go get some food and I came back and I caught the last 2 minutes of the first half, and the Warriors were up like 20 points. So game two, the Celtics had 19 turnovers, and like, you're like, oh yeah, that's pretty bad. It was only second to their 24 turnovers that they had in game three against the series in Miami. So pretty insane. I definitely think that they need to button it up if they're going to move forward. And Jason Tatum even came out and he said, you know, we're a great team if we play well. And it's like, yeah, no shit. So yeah, Celtics dropped 19 turnovers. I think that's a big, big thing that they need to fix. If they keep dropping turnovers like that, the Warriors are obviously going to capitalize on top of that. Continuing on, Jordan Poole, man, he's a bad man. He's a bad dude. To end the first half, he sunk this insane half-court shot. He's hitting threes. He's making plays. If Jordan Poole is still, if he could keep it up consistently throughout these finals, the Warriors are going to be a tough, tough team to beat.
The next point that you're going to hit on, I think,
yeah,
it bodes well for the Warriors that Jordan Poole is playing well. It's because it gives them so much more cushion for if others don't perform as well. But keep going.
Sorry. Exactly. No need to say sorry. Okay.
No need.
So now, last point, last takeaway, and then we're gonna wrap it up, and the episode will be over, and all you guys can go about your day. Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson's been not really producing so far in these past two games, and it's reasonably so. I mean, the man's been out of basketball for so long, and being back into the finals after like I believe three years probably at this point, especially with his injury and them being out of contention, he needs to build his confidence back up. And like you said, like, I think if he doesn't, there's obviously other players like Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins that can kind of pull some of that slack, but Klay needs to find that confidence. And I think the Warriors are giving him all the ability to gain that confidence. In the last minutes of game two, when the Warriors are already up, it's an easy victory. The game's pretty much over. They left Klay in the game with all the subs. And I mean, you may look at that and be like, oh, that's kind of weird, right? But it makes sense, right? They're trying to get him to hit shots in game, last 8 minutes of the game, kind of build up that confidence and bring it over in a game three. So that's a cool thing to see, super cool thing to see from the Warriors. But definitely Klay Thompson needs to find that confidence, and he needs to come out swinging, because if he doesn't, it's going to be a lot harder for the Warriors. And obviously we've seen the Celtics take game one. We know what they're capable of. So it's going to be very difficult if the Celtics can button up those turnovers. And if Klay still struggles, if Jordan Poole has an off night, or if Steph, you know, kind of comes down to earth a little bit, it's kind of tough, man. I'd have to give it to the Celtics if they're playing well. So, like I said, I still think that the Warriors take it in six. You said the Warriors take it in seven. I think it's going to be an entertaining finals. I'm going to eat my words a little bit. I know I said I wasn't too excited for either of these teams. I am, but yeah, those are my key takeaways, Cameron. Let's say this. Let me ask you this. Who do you think is going to win game three? First game in Boston, back to back.
I think Golden State wins this game. They steal the first one in Boston, and then Boston has to play with urgency in game four, so they win that one.
Gotcha. Well, to be fun, I'm going to say Boston takes the next two.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a feeling that they're going to fix it. I think it's a good team. They're played well. They've experienced, like, they've already dropped 24 turnovers against Miami, and they had 19 now. I think they know what's going on, and I know that they know that this is an issue that they need to fix. So I'm going to say they come out swinging. They take two in Boston, and the Warriors take another one in San Fran, tied up 2-2 going in. So,
okay.
Is that 2-2? No, that'd be 2-3. Yeah. 2-3. So yeah. I mean, I guess.
I'm excited to watch tomorrow night's game. It'll be the first game, like I said, that I've actually sat down and watched the whole thing. So I'll have we'll definitely have a better feel of the series next week, if it's not over. But Yeah, I'm excited. I'm sure it's been a great series from what it looks like, and I'm excited to see where it goes into.
Hell yeah. All right, Cameron, there's only one way to end this episode, and it's our favorite subject, favorite topic. It's the What Were You Thinking Award winner of the week, and I brought this back after many weeks of hiatus last week. And I gave it to the Cleveland Browns. So our What Were You Thinking Award winner of the week, come on down, Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges comes to us from Charlotte. The man posted on his Instagram story a picture of him drinking some lean and or strawberry lemonade with a joint in his hand. Miles Bridges, what were you thinking? What an idiot. Why would you do that? Yeah, so Miles Bridges, you're the What Were You Thinking Award winner of the week. We'll send you a plaque. He's not here to accept the award, so Cameron's going to accept the award on his behalf. Same way I accepted
all of our
postseason awards, NFL awards this past offseason. Yeah, but shit, Cameron, that's our episode 53. You got any closing remarks?
I say shit, Cameron, that's our episode 53.
Okay. I think that's a perfect way to end it. So that's as always, that's what I say. You know, we get a cappuccino, take a cappuccino out for a cigarette,
and we never get fat because of hot olive oil.
eat a bowl of heavy cream.
So that's all right.
So that's what we say. We're not gonna dive into that. Okay. As always, thank you so much for listening. This has been episode 53. I'm Nubarakparian. FumpT3, I'm Nubarakparian. Joined with me, Cameron Sissel. He's back. Follow us on Instagram at Second Half Sports Pod. Leave us a review on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. We're on Audible. So if you like audiobooks, search up Second Half Sports. Listen to our podcast. Leave us a review. Leave us a rating. 1 5-star rating or any rating really feeds a Cameron for a lifetime. So make sure to get Cameron nice and fat with your reviews.
I'm starving.
There you go. He's starving. So thank you all for listening. We'll catch you next week for another episode FumpT4. And as always, Cameron.
Drive safe.
Gotta love it, baby.
Thank you for listening to the Second Half Sports Podcast. Make sure to subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts today. And check out at Second Half Sports Pod on Instagram for all your Second Half Sports news and updates.